Voices started in 2008 when locals saw signs of poor care and neglect of more than 200 sled dogs at Krabloonik Fine Dining and Dog Sledding. The group rallied media coverage and attention from around the world when the owner of the Snowmass Village business, Dan McEachin, was arrested for animal cruelty in late 2013. Now the group is shifting to the name Voices for the Sled Dogs, President Lee Vogel.
In the big picture, the issue of dog welfare has come a long way locally, and the dogs in the town benefit as a result. That is what we've been working towards. The fact that the council and future committee members will be part of this structure is encouraging.
Vogel is referring to Snowmass Village Town Council and a new committee to review how the dogs are cared for at Krabloonik. The business has new owners and required local government oversight for approving the lease because it operates on town-owned land. Snowmass Town Manager Clint Kinney says officials have confidence the new owners, Danny and Gina Phillips, are on the right track.
Improvements have already been made and they're going to continue to be made, and there's a high commitment from the Phillips to the dogs, and it's an amenity that the town has said we want to make sure continues forward.
Lee Vogel says Voices will continue to keep an eye on Krabloonik. They have some questions about how the new oversight committee will work, but organizers will be focusing more of their attention on improving state and national regulations for sled dog care. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.